Hey y'all, it's Amelia Rose, and welcome to the June Q&A of C'est La Me. I am so sorry, first of all, that I didn't do the May one. Gosh, my mind is just crazy right now, but I did have graduation, and I had a lot of stuff going on. I started my job all in the same month, and I'm really grateful for it, but it did make everything a lot more stressful, and so I just decided that I would skip a month. I don't like doing that, but it is something that I just decided, yeah, we're gonna do, and it's gonna be okay. So yeah, I hope you didn't miss me too much, and I hope that you've been listening to the podcast in between then, because I have been releasing podcast episodes. Also, yes, if you're seeing on Spotify and YouTube, yes, I did cut my hair. It is, yeah, it's pretty short compared to where it was. It was pretty long, and so I'm really excited about that. I actually, one of your questions was something about my hair, so we'll get into that in just a minute. But yeah, make sure that if you want to see my face and you want to watch this video, that you subscribe on Spotify, you subscribe on YouTube, and all of that. So yeah, let's get into your questions. You had some really good ones for me this month, so thank you for that, and it's kind of created a backlog of questions. So I still don't have too many, small audience, but yeah, really good questions. Let's get into it. So yes, I have a list. Yeah. So my first question is, how is your job? What do you do at your magazine? So yeah, if you didn't know, I work at a magazine, really excited. It's a lifestyle magazine. And so I work there, and I am an editorial assistant, and I get to write a lot, and also have different tasks that I am in charge of each month, including putting together some stuff like that other people write, and just layout stuff and all of that. And I actually have been loving it so far, and I'm really, really grateful for that. And something that happened the other day, which is really fun, is someone was supposed to write a story, but then they had kind of a conflict. And so like 10 minutes before we were supposed to go, my editor's like, can you please like make it? Can you like write the story? And so I went and I wrote the story. It was a restaurant review, and that'll be coming out in August. So I'm really excited about it. I hope that they think it's good. One of the writers have already looked at it and thought it was good, so that's good. I am learning. I'm just learning everything. It's been a really intense period of learning. We're having some staff switch around, and we're growing and stuff, so it's really exciting, but it is a lot of learning, and so I really enjoy that. I'm so grateful to have people who are willing to teach me and not like, oh, you have to come in, you know, as you are, and you need to know exactly how to do everything. So it's been great. It's been a really good balance of like, yeah, you learn on your feet, and you do this, and you do that, and whatever. And then it's also been like, yeah, let me teach you this and that. So I've really, really been loving it. And it was actually funny, if you've been listening to the podcast, but I'll say it here for the Q&A. I ended up, my first or second week, I got assigned the story again for August, and it consisted of a ton of interviews, interviewing like 13 people for this one story. And so I went along to the photo shoot because we had to get like, you know, shots of all these people. And so that was a really big hit the ground running first or second week on the job, and I loved it. So it was really exciting. So in short, yes, loving the magazine job, really, really enjoying it, and hope to be there for a long time. All right, next question. What hobbies are you loving right now? Okay, so a hobby that I have had since I was really, really young, but also just have enjoyed throughout my life, is reading. And I've mentioned this in a couple of episodes, but I kind of got away from that. When you do college and everything, you're reading textbooks, you're reading all this stuff, and you don't really have the time to just read, like, for pleasure. I mean, I guess you do, but I just never made time for that. I was really busy doing other things. And so as busy I am at my job, I'm really grateful that it's a job that for the most part, it's pretty like when I'm at the office, I'm doing my job, and when I'm not, I'm not. Which, you know, sometimes in every job, sometimes you gotta do a little bit of work outside. But I'm really grateful that it is something that I get to do just in the office and at a set time, you know, 8 to 5 and everything. And so I am really enjoying that part. And so I have got to rediscover some different hobbies. And ever since I took our girls trip with my sisters to Fairhope, I decided I love traveling and everything. I don't have the money to do it all the time, and I don't have the time to do it all the time. But I really like that. And I also really like the way reading kind of makes you feel like you've traveled, it makes you feel like you're in someone else's story and you have more adventure and you just open up and you do new things and stuff through books. So I've been reading a ton recently. I'm actually just finishing Where the Crawdads Sing. I'm about halfway through, and Taylor Swift did release her song Carolina from it. And so far, that song seems to have really like portrayed the essence of the book super, super well. Not surprised, because it's Taylor Swift. But I'm really enjoying that book, and I have been going to the library a lot. And so if you have any book recommendations, please give them to me. But I had just checked out In 5 Years and then also The Paris Apartment. So I have those two books to read kind of just, you know, whenever. I'm really planning on having a long weekend. Well, not a long weekend. It's just going to be 2 days, you know, Saturday, Sunday. But I'm planning this weekend to have a long day of just reading, and hopefully that'll pan out. I'm really excited about that. But I am very into reading recently. So if you have any book recommendations, please put them in the chat. Put them in the comments or email them to me or something, because I am always on the lookout for good books. I thought that I would read during my lunch break, and so far I've just like not been reading during my lunch break. I don't know, our office isn't centrally located to like much, and so I feel like I have to drive for a while to get somewhere. Like, not a while, but you know, it's not just like a quick like walk over somewhere, or like, you know, 2 minute drive. It's like a 15 minute drive somewhere. And so I haven't been reading as much. I did a few times go somewhere and read, and that was good, but it was just like I felt like I couldn't get into the book because I was like, oh my gosh, gotta be back in the office by this time. And so I really have been loving doing that on the weekends when I don't have plans, and this weekend I don't have plans, so I'm excited to be reading a bunch of books. All right, next question. Why did you want to cut your hair? Well, I wanted to cut my hair because my hair was really, really long, and, it's really, really long, but it's longer than I've had in probably my life. Like, it was probably the longest hair I've had, and it's summer. I was getting sick of it. I was getting just kind of like, ugh, I want a change. Like, I am about to graduate. I didn't want to cut it before graduation. I need to slow down. I'm sorry. I didn't cut it before graduation because I didn't want to, for it to look bad, like with my cap and gown. And I think if I had like enough hair sticking out of my cap, I could make the hair look good. So if it didn't look good on top, it would at least look good, you know, on my, like, the ends of my hair would look fine. And so, but I was really excited to cut it, and so I ended up cutting it I think it was the end of May, like right at the end of May. And so I really enjoy it so far. It's really nice. You can tell if you're watching YouTube, but I do kind of want it shorter. Like, I want it like, you know, here or something. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if in July I just cut it even shorter, but I don't want to go like way too short. I've done that before. It's not a good look for me. But yeah, I just wanted a change. I feel very like I'm growing up. Like, I really just am, and I'm enjoying it so far, and I want it to be fun. I know there's stuff about being an adult that's not fun, but like, I am really enjoying it so far. I'm really finding some autonomy within, like, as a woman, and not so much as like a student. Like, I feel like you're a girl, and then you're a teenager, and then you're a student, and now I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm a working woman. I'm like growing up. And so I did just kind of want to like cut my hair, you know. It's not that deep, but like, if I had to pick a couple reasons, those would be my reasons. So I just wanted to change, and I felt like this was a good change. Who knows, we'll go shorter, maybe, probably, if you know me, we're gonna go shorter. Someone asked, what are your summer goals? Okay, so these are more like the fun stuff of summer that I want to do. I don't have any deep summer goals necessarily. I mean, obviously I want to keep improving my job, and I want to like keep, I don't know, improving in my job. And that's kind of the big goal of mine. But summer goals, I want to travel, not even very far, you know. I don't know that I want to go on a trip this summer, but I do want to go on like a day trip or something. I want to just go to a place that I've never been before, or a place that I have only been like a couple of times. I just want to have like a fun time. Like, I really enjoyed the girls' trip that my sisters and I took, and I just really want to do more of that. And so plus it's just like, it's really fun to explore like places that aren't so far away that you're like, oh, it's a once in a lifetime thing, and you get really stressed. You're like, I can always come back later on. And so I want to do that. I also want to spend one whole weekend just by the pool. Just, oh my gosh, I haven't gotten to do that this summer yet, and it's still June, so it's still kind of early, but I do want to spend like one whole day by the pool just relaxing. Like, that just seems like so nice. I do want to go to the beach too. That would also be nice. I didn't write that down. I do have some of my answers written down, just so I keep a train of thought, even though it's not going well, you can tell. But I do want to go to the beach. There's just something about the beach that is just so nice. I'm not like a regular beach goer necessarily, but when you are at the beach and after you have come home from the beach, you realize, oh my gosh, I really love it. And it's just so summery, so nice, and so rejuvenating. And it's like, oh my gosh. I feel like it just, there's this new inspiration. You're like, life is going to be okay. Also, it's not that deep. It's just the beach, but I really enjoy it. All right, someone says, what song are you listening to a lot recently? All right, I am listening to Gold Rush a lot by Taylor Swift. Obviously, it's going to be a Taylor Swift song, but I've just been listening to that a lot recently. I love the lyrics. I just really, really like it. It's a really good song, and I've just been listening to it a lot recently. And if I can suggest something to y'all, if you have ever driven with your windows down on a summer day where it's super sunny, listen to August by Taylor Swift. It makes you feel the most free, and it just makes you feel just so nice and just like, oh my gosh. Preferably wait till August, or don't even wait, but like, do it in August, you know. Have the windows rolled down. I might even do that for my birthday. My birthday is in August 3rd, but I'll be 23. I don't know how I got talking about my birthday, but that's exciting. So maybe on my birthday I'll just like roll down the windows and listen to August. Who knows, anything can happen. Anyway, all right, the last question is, what's the biggest surprise of post-grad life? Something that I didn't expect, that I'm really excited about, but I didn't really expect, was how much my coworkers will get to know me and how much I get to know them, and then also how much time I spend with them. Obviously, you know, that's a given. You work 40 hours a week and you're like, yeah, of course, you know, I will see you like every day, all day, basically. And so that's not really a surprise, but you just, when you're doing it, you're like, oh my gosh, like, wow, I see you so much. And then sometimes you just want to see them like during the weekends and stuff, and you're just like, I want to hang out. But no, I'm kidding. And so, but mostly the surprise is just like how much they get to know me, because I was talking with one of my coworkers the other day, and I mentioned something. It was about travel, and I was like, I really want to travel, blah blah blah, and I just need to get my booty on a plane and just go somewhere because I've never flown. And so she's like, do you know where you want to go? And I was like, no, I feel like I would get really like nervous, or not even nervous, but I would just overthink it a lot, and I would just be like, where do I go, this is like, so, you know, I don't know what to do, it's really like scary, and I need to make sure, it's not even scary, that's not even the right words, but it's like I need to pick the place that, like, I don't want to waste the money going somewhere and then be like, oh, there's nothing to do, or like, oh, I wish I could have gone here. And so she's like, just pick something. And I was like, yeah, I know, I overthink, like, I'm an overthinker, you know. And so she was like, yeah, she's like, I could kind of sense that in you, like, it's not a bad thing, but I figure you care, and you're an overthinker and stuff. And I was like, whoa, like, what? I've been here a month, and she knows I overthink, and I don't even feel that stressed at work. I don't feel anxious, I don't feel like, ooh, you know. And so I was kind of, like, retracing. I was like, how would she have figured that out, you know, like, what did I do? And it wasn't even overthinking, but it wasn't even like a thing where I was insecure. I was like, what did I do to make her, you know, whatever. But I was kind of like, I wonder how she figured that out, if she's just been around me and I just like emit this overthinker energy. I don't even know. But anyway, that was something that was very surprising. And then of course I've gotten to know them a bunch better, and I'm just like, wow, like, oh my gosh, like, we know each other pretty well, and it's great. I work really, really well with everyone there, so I'm really grateful for that. Hopefully that keeps up, and yeah, I just really, really enjoy my job. Very full circle. First question, how is your job? Last question, something about post-grad life. It goes full circle. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode, this podcast, this YouTube video, this Q&A for June. I hope you're having a great June so far. And I hope that you don't hate me for not doing a May one. And I hope that I didn't talk too fast. I feel like I've got my angles all mixed up and everything. So I'm sorry if this looked a little bit different. But then again, I don't know. I had the time and I just really, really enjoyed doing this. So anyway, hope you enjoyed. I love you so much and I'll talk to you next month. Bye.